Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-time banger. Solana's killing it with the music on this Monday. Let's go. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Monday. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, I mentioned that I was off Tuesday and Wednesday this week and Friday. Someone texted in, did you have a baby also that we didn't know about? I am 50, so God, I hope not. No. Crowder is on paternity leave. He had a baby. I'm just taking some vacation days before things start to get really heated in the sports world, hopefully, God willing. If you were listening to us in the 2 o'clock hour, that was on 790 The Ticket. We appreciate it. If you are just joining us now on 560 The Joe, welcome aboard. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Monday. Alex Dono is in for Crowder once again. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. We started the show saying, Cam Newton, he's going to New England. I kind of knew that that was coming. I think a lot of people felt that that was going to be the landing spot for Cam Newton. But I also said this, I still firmly believe this is the Dolphins' time. I think this is their time. I would submit to you that their coaching staff, Brian Flores specifically, is better than it's ever been. I was telling at the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock, I was telling Dono and Solana, like, the thought of what team I would prefer to be in the AFC East right now, for me, hands down, it's the Miami Dolphins. I think with New England, you've got a head coach in Bill Belichick that's in his last few years. He's at the tail end of his career, and he lost most of his key ingredients. And he's going to try to recapture some magic, right, with Cam Newton. But Cam Newton is not Tom Brady. And then I would say to you, for New York, you know, okay, Sam Darnold, maybe you're a believer, maybe you're not, but Adam Gase is running the show there. So I don't think that they're long for success. And with Buffalo, you know, it depends whether you believe in Josh Allen or not. And I think he's an okay quarterback. But I would take Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa and all the draft picks and all the free agent acquisitions. I just think that the Dolphins are perfectly situated right now. I think this is their time.
Yeah, and from a Bills standpoint, they're certainly ahead of the Jets, and I think right now, today, they're a little bit ahead of the Dolphins, but I just think Josh Allen's ceiling is lower than Tua Tagovailoa's ceiling, and I hope Tua is able to reach that. I think the only thing that could stand in his way are injuries, so God willing, he can stay as healthy as possible. But Hawk, I thought you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, from a Miami Dolphins standpoint, you seem to have the right head coach in place, which is so important. I mean, a guy who was somehow able to stretch five victories out of a roster that had no business winning more than maybe one game
right
a season ago. You had, you know, a record amount of free agent money, you know, a record amount of draft picks, and you're going to have a ton more draft picks this coming year. And it looks to me like you have, you know, a general manager in Chris Greer who had been around for a while, sure, but hadn't really had the proper vision, proper head coach, and probably didn't really truly have final say prior to Mike Tannenbaum being pushed aside. So I can't remember the last time I've been as legitimately excited about the future as a Dolphin fan. Now, I know that there are a lot of delusional Dolphin fans out there who would always think, okay, this is our year, we're going to clean it up. But I think coming off the season we're coming off of and knowing that we've gotten our house in order financially and we seem to have gotten our house in order finally with a head coach who could really deliver and look at the quarterback we just brought in, you know, I know we've been burned before. We've fallen for the old banana in the tailpipe 100 times with this Dolphins franchise. But, I mean, I have reason to believe that we're finally now truly on the right track and knowing that the Patriots are in now a transition period.
Yes.
Because I don't know how long Cam Newton is going to, you know, even if he does perform at a high level this year, how long he can keep that up. The future's looking real bright.
Yeah, I would agree. And it was like you said earlier. I mean, Cam Newton at best is a bridge quarterback. He's not your quarterback of the future. So now the Patriots are doing what the Dolphins have tried to do, what other teams have tried to do, right? Is, all right, well, we don't want to rebuild, so let's find a bridge quarterback. Like, it's nice to see the Patriots in that kind of mode rather than the, hey, Tom Brady's our quarterback, we can do whatever we want. I was just about to toss it to you. Dolly, I was going to try to burn Dolly, you with the pitbull horns. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Can't burn me anymore, Hawk.
I guess not.
Step ahead, baby. Cam Newton.
Baby.
I don't know why I did that. I never say baby. Cam
it's
Newton.
It's a Kelly Savalas thing, but you're too young to know that.
Cam Newton, he has joined the New England Patriots on a one-year deal. LA Lakers are finalizing a deal to bring in J.R. Smith ahead of their Orlando restart.
That's how I would have scripted it. If they allowed me to say, who do you want LeBron's next championship to rely on? I would go, give me some J.R. Smith over there. Who else are they bringing in, the Lakers?
Well, they have Dion Waiters.
Dion Waiters, that's
right.
It.
Yeah. And then JaVale McGee, also a part of that star-studded lineup that may get on the court.
Yeah.
Right. You have Kontavious Caldwell-Pope, and then your boy Alex Caruso. So I mean, this could make for one of the greatest NBA lineups of all time.
Do you find yourself rooting for the bald and balding guys too, Dono?
Oh, always, and especially. I especially dislike, you know, in the case of LeBron James, I don't like the fact that he's like doing various things where it's obvious he's like trying to manufacture hair or like draw hair on. Like he's given up on the bald community, and I'm not a big fan of that.
They're Alex Caruso stands strong with the bald community.
Yes. And like, you know, a lot of people suspect that Tom Brady has probably gotten hair transplants at some point because. Yeah, because there are these photo comparisons. I follow all the bald conspiracies, Hawk, and there are photo comparisons of Brady's hairline, you know, 15 years ago versus Brady's hairline today, and there's definitely some juicing going on. So yeah, I don't have much respect for that guy.
Who was that soccer guy? Wasn't there a soccer guy that famously got up to plugs?
I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Famous guy. Wayne Rooney.
Oh, yes, Wayne Rooney. Yeah. He betrayed the bald community.
Yeah,
I can't stand for that. Yeah.
Hell with him. Yeah. Screw him.
Yeah, that's why he failed out of the MLS so quickly.
Is that what happened? I mean, he failed out of the MLS?
Failed out of the MLS.
I thought he was like a super stud internationally.
Well, he was like 15 years ago when he was young.
Oh.
He also probably just left the MLS for more money back in England. Very, very possible. I'm not sure. I don't recall his career being that much of a bust.
Gotcha.
Over the weekend, we did learn that the Heat will open up August 1st in Orlando versus the Denver Nuggets. As it stands right now, they are 1-point favorites versus Denver. But don't forget Nikola Jokic, who's kind of Denver's best player. He did test positive for coronavirus. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll expect him to be ready by August 1st, over a month away, but you can't be too sure.
Right.
They play Indiana twice. They also play the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Raptors.
Oh,
once.
Someone texts in Brian Urlacher. That son of a bitch.
Yeah,
went
I don't like him.
Now he's doing commercials for hair pieces. Come on.
Well, you know what, though? I can kind of respect selling out for the money. Like, I think that's a little bit different.
Right.
Like, I think to become the spokesman, because I would do that. Like, if somebody offered me massive cash to get a hair transplant, I became the spokesman, that would be the only way I would betray the bald community.
All right. Fair. That's fair.
How do you guys
I'd take
feel
it
about,
back, Urlacher?
How do you feel about Carlos Boozer? Because Boozer... was bald for a very long time.
We just said that we do not like the painted on look.
Right, but then once he got shamed for it, he went away from it. So, like, do you embrace him again? Are you accepting him back into the community?
Bald God, sure. If you find bald God, no problem.
Yeah, I don't embrace him, but I do accept him because I'm all about second chances, and he clearly learned from his mistake.
Right. Good point.
All right, yeah, great point. Really accomplishing a lot here for the Balds. Denny Hamlin,
the Balds.
He held on to win his sixth race at Pocono yesterday.
All right.
The NBA and the NBA Players Association, this was reported on Saturday, will allow players to replace their last names on their jerseys with social justice statements.
All right, I'm in on that.
They do that. They've done that in the Premier League, at least for the first week back.
Well, but they all had Black Lives Matter,
right? So now this
able
way
to
the
personalize. Right. Yeah,
I think that's cool.
Can't this also open up some sort of a Pandora's box, though, into maybe a statement the NBA wouldn't really want to be put on the back of a jersey? And then where do you draw the line there, where one player may want to be trying to promote something in the name of social justice, but another player is trying to promote something else that kind of furthers his agenda? Like, where would the NBA draw the line there?
I don't know. I don't have the time.
Okay.
Worst case scenario. Thanks, Solana.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to the important stuff. Finally, guys, pandas can poop up to 40 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Is that so? Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, I love the feeling of complete evacuation.
All right, let's get to weather then. No follow up there, Dono? No?
How do I follow that?
All right. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 92 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s, just a 90% chance right now that it won't rain. Our feels like temperature is at 102 degrees right now in Miami, which is north of 100 degrees. Let's get over.
So you're saying 102 degrees is north of 100 degrees?
Correct.
You're making that clear?
Correct.
I can confirm.
Okay.
Let's get to our latest tracking device here.
Tracking. The Saharan Dust Plume.
I found myself all weekend just walking around my house yelling out, "Tracking!" That's all I would say.
I spent the entire weekend like looking for the dust, and I still don't have any evidence outside of the radar photos on Twitter that this thing actually exists.
I cleaned out all my air filters today because of the dust storm. I did. I'm not even.
Were they extra dirty?
Yes, they were.
Really?
They were. This is a very good time to clean out your air filters.
Okay.
Somebody says, my remark was the most profound. Hello, Don Draper. I love that he's got this old Don Draper phone in
who
his room.
Who keeps calling you, by
yeah,
the way?
Who, like, who would call your parents' house? Like, what are they? They have business going on?
No, nothing official. I think it's 90% telemarketers. Like I looked at the caller ID from whatever this was. It just said Tampa, Florida.
It's got to be Antifa.
I was thinking it's Portillo's.
Maybe. Yeah. If it was Portillo's, I would pick up.
Hello, Portillo's. Anyone hungry? All right, go ahead. Anything else?
No, that is your weather.
All right, very good. Calvin Hughes is going to join us in the next segment. Before we get to Calvin, I want to talk about my friends at All American Roofing. There's been very little rain lately, thanks to the Saharan dust plume. But it is hurricane season. It is rainy season. Once this dust plume exits, you never know what's going to happen. And you can trust, if you have roof issues, All American Roofing is open. They are ready to serve you. They're following all the appropriate social distancing and safety guidelines. So if you know that you have a roof leak, you've seen some, discoloration somewhere on the ceiling in your house, you've been spending a lot of time at home, maybe you're looking for, what could be wrong. All American Roofing has been serving South Florida for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services that are available 7 days a week. So look, if you have an issue, they will come out there. And whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. All American Roofing also uses Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want which provides you increased security savings and comfort for you and your family. So start the week out right. Call All American Roofing right now, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Going to talk with Calvin Hughes from Local 10 next, Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Despite plans to play a full season, Roger Goodell, he's outlined a basic ticket refund policy for all 32 teams in the event that games are played without fans or if they're completely canceled. Hello? Uh-oh.
All right, let me do the COVID-19 update, and we'll bring on Calvin Hughes. And he really is it, as is Dr. Chuck Metzger, in about an hour. We'll give you an update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. And it has been hot out, so if you need air conditioning help, there you go, acrepair.com. Your COVID-19 update today is we're going to talk a little bit about it right now with Calvin Hughes from Local 10. And then at 4:15 this afternoon, Dr. Chuck Metzger will join us to answer all your questions about COVID and how it relates to all of us here in South Florida. And that is your COVID-19 update, again, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. So we will head out here to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Calvin Hughes, the Emmy Award-winning news anchor on WPLG Local 10. He has been a part of the South Florida community for a long time. And sometimes, for me at least, when things seem to be going off the rails, I think it's important to talk to someone who's been through it all before and can shed some light and maybe share some calming words that we might need to hear, because I kind of feel like the number of COVID cases in South Florida, while today was not a record setter, but I feel like the number of COVID cases in South Florida and the nation, by the way, is kind of an example right now of things going off the rails. And we've got 4th of July weekend coming up this weekend, and people are going to want to go out and they're going to want to go to the beach, even though you can't go to the beach, but you're going to want to be with friends and drink some beverages, and who knows if that's a good idea or not. So I thought we'd bring on Calvin Hughes. Thank you for making time for us, Calvin, by the way.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I don't know whether to feel respected or to feel old at this point. My God, with that introduction.
Well, you've been one of those voices, right? I mean, that to me, I always say this about radio, and TV is the same. Radio is a little more interactive. But I always say about radio, like, whenever there is tragedy or celebration, you know, a Heat championship or a national championship, radio, to me, local radio is the old town square. It's where everyone can come and commiserate or celebrate. But your local news anchors, ones that have been in the market for a long time, are the same for me. Like, you look to them. And so I ask you this. Do you feel like things are coming off the rails right now when it comes to COVID? Do you think that we're headed towards a potentially calamitous situation?
Well, I mean, you know, with the high numbers, I think it's pretty scary every day. You know, people are sort of waiting on the numbers to come out every morning to find out, did we break a record? That can be pretty scary for a lot of people. But I think, you know, those numbers mean a lot if we're still trying to flatten the curve, which I think, you know, that is the major concern for everyone. When you see the high numbers, you're thinking, oh my God, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed by all these people who are sick. I don't think they're coming off the rails just yet. I do think that scaling back gives you the impression that somehow we didn't do something right in the beginning. So you don't give us something in the beginning and then take it back when we're feeling like, okay, we're 3 months into this game, or at least a month after we have reopened everything. You don't start scaling back and you think everything is okay. So I think cutting off the beaches or shutting down the beaches for this weekend, you know, is an indication that somehow we didn't do something right in the beginning. But I've also found out, and I've also read from the experts and heard from the experts who have said that, look, the hospitalizations are sort of lagging behind these high numbers by about a month, and the deaths from all of these high numbers from COVID-19 are sort of lagging behind by a couple of months. So we don't really know how bad it is. We're just going to have to wait it out and see. But every day it is pretty scary hearing that the numbers are getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, and Calvin, really resonated with me when you mentioned how people will just like wake up and wait for those daily numbers to come out, because I'm certainly one of those people. I check on that every day. And I think that this situation has kind of had to make a lot of us, you know, try and become statisticians, when I'm certainly not trained for that. I'm not sure if you were, but I try to analyze this data. I mean, do you agree with my assessment that maybe, you know, even a more important stat than like the total number of positives per day are the percentages? And I don't mean this to sugarcoat it in any way. Like, for example, yesterday there were a lot more cases than today, but today the percentage was a little bit up. And so do you think maybe people should be focusing more on the percentage as a better way to paint the picture than just the total number?
You know, that's a good question. I think from what I've heard and from what I've learned just from dealing with this as long as everyone has, and just sort of being, I guess, on the inside, it is how many people are going to the hospital? How many hospitalizations do we have as a result of the high number of cases? And that number seems to be pretty steady. So we're not seeing a high number of hospitalizations. Now, we did hear Jackson Memorial last week, or the Jackson Health System, they said, look, we're getting a lot of young people here. Some of them are showing symptoms, some of them are not. But we don't feel overwhelmed, but we're getting ready just in case. So I think I've also spoken with someone on the inside at Memorial Regional Hospital, and they have also said that their system is not exactly getting overwhelmed, but they are preparing the auditorium and the areas where they may have overflow. They're getting those areas prepare just in case, like they were back in April. So when you hear about that, I think that number is something that we should focus on. But right now the hospitals are saying, yes, we are getting prepared, but the numbers haven't reached a point where we're overwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Calvin Hughes is with us from Local 10. And let me ask you this, because you've been delivering the news for a long time. And does this feel like we're in a particularly volatile time in America? The pandemic, the elections are ramping up.
Yeah.
We've got this movement to correct racial injustices like we've never seen in my lifetime, certainly, and the list goes on. So does this time ring to you as something that we've never really been through before as a nation? Or would you be able to point to a number of times where things at that moment felt this overwhelming?
I remember when I first got into television, after studying a lot of people who I really just admired, the Dan Rathers of the world, the Peter Jennings of the world, Tom Brokaw, Bernard Shaw, all these people. And as I studied their career, I said, you know something, I wish I was a reporter back in the 60s. You had so much going on. The Kennedy assassination, you had Dr. King who was assassinated, you had Malcolm X who was assassinated, you had Bobby Kennedy who was assassinated, you had the Vietnam War going on, you also had the Civil Rights Movement obviously going on during that time, and not to mention in 72 you had the election of Richard Nixon, and then in 74, if I'm not mistaken, that was around the time of Richard Nixon's resignation. So you had all these things going on in the 60s and early 70s. Somehow we made it through.
Right.
This time around, you have all those things that you talked about, the protests, the pandemic. We'll get through this. We are one vaccine away from looking back at this and going, wow, we were in the house for, 100 days? Some people are still quarantining. But we're just a vaccine away from folks going back out and saying, don't have to wear a mask anymore. Now, that's not to say that everybody is going to take the vaccine, but at least it'll make everyone feel like, okay, we have something to really fight this. We will get through this. This is a very tough chapter in our history. This is something that I think, even for my children, I have a 14, 12, and 10-year-old. I've had conversations with them, and I said, my, oh, my. You guys don't really have any idea what's happening with your country right now, but we're going through a transformation. And racially, I think this is something that everyone is saying, somehow these protests seem different. There's something about this that seems very different to a lot of people. It seems different to me. To see that the Mississippi legislature says we're going to take the Confederate flag off of our state flag. I believe the University of Alabama, some of their players have come out and said, this is wrong. You know, we support the Black Lives Matter movement. And I believe there was a mayor somewhere in the state of Alabama who says, I can no longer support this football team. That is their pro football team. That's the only that's the only team they look to, really, in that state. So you have all of these different changes that are going on. It's incredible. I mean, I think every day I wake up and I think, what else is going to happen? But when all of it is said and done and we find some sense of normalcy, we're going to look back on this chapter in our history and go, wow, we survived that. But we survived tougher times. You know, I mean, just the 60s, just the early 60s going into when Nixon resigned. Can you imagine? I mean, you got to keep in mind, we're still waiting for the Supreme Court to decide whether or not to release the president's tax returns. If they release his tax returns, and if what has been suspected is true, what if he drops out? What if he says he can't do it? What if he says he won't continue? So we don't know what's going to happen politically. Not to mention, we still have a hurricane season to go through. Let's assume that it's going to be calm. I'm hoping that it will. But considering what happened with Irma and Dorian over the last few years, who knows what's going to happen? That throws a whole different monkey wrench into the game, because if we're still dealing with a pandemic, you don't have people go to shelters. Where do they go? So we have to have a plan. And then we have to open up schools. And I mean, we're basically in July. We're 1 month away from trying to open up schools. Do we open them up? Do we not open them up? So we have a lot to go through for the rest of 2020. I don't want to think about that, but it is the truth that we still have a lot to go through. And I think we'll be just fine. We can't look to, if you're running a marathon and you just start out, you don't think, man, I got, you know, 18 more miles to go. It's the same old rule that applies to everything that's really big. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And we just have to have that mentality every day.
This is why I like to have Calvin Hughes come on, because as much stuff as we think is out there and overwhelming, like you say, we've gotten through all this stuff in the past. And I think you're right. We are a vaccine away from being able to look at this time. I think one day we'll look back at this time as such a positive time for the country, because I think we're seeing changes made, such positive changes made in such a rapid amount of time that I think we will look back at this one day and say that was really beneficial, that we all went through it, had to go through it, didn't feel great at the time, but it really got us to a better place as a nation. So I hope that is the case.
I hope so, too. I mean, you know, they say from chaos, there is order. And I hope from this, we will learn how many missteps we made. Look, I don't think you don't have to be a Democrat or Republican to realize that we're lacking leadership at this point. I mean, everyone is sort of looking for direction. And the folks who are in power have missed moments to bring us together. To really bring us together. And we understand how words really do matter. And so where has that been? So, for example, you can be required to wear a mask in some areas in South Florida, and in other areas, you are not. So why is it that you have to wear a mask on Miami Beach and maybe not in Miami? And I'm not saying now, because pretty much all of them are saying masks are required. But it has become a political statement in a lot of places. So, I mean, why is it that Miami-Dade is shutting down the beaches and then it takes another 24 hours before Broward County says, well, we better shut ours down? Not because it's the right thing to do, but they're shutting it down because if I can't go and watch fireworks in Miami-Dade, guess where I'm going to go? To that really far place, Broward County. And Palm Beach has not said that they're going to do theirs. You know, you got to keep in mind, Miami-Dade and Broward agreed a couple of months ago to shut down beaches. Palm Beach and Naples and those other, they said, no, we're not shutting ours down. So folks just went there. So that's where the spring breakers went. Remember, they left Miami Beach after we shut it down, and they simply just said, we're going north. So it's crazy. It's crazy. We just need unity. We need uniformity. We need people to just say, to be all on the same page and have us doing the same thing. It's not a political statement to not wear a mask. It's common sense to wear a mask. You have to. Not to protect yourself, but to protect grandma and grandpa and somebody else you may come in contact with.
So true. Could not have said it better myself. And I am glad you carved out a little time for us this afternoon to share that with us. Calvin Hughes, Emmy Award-winning anchor on Local 10. Always enjoy our conversations with you. Thank you, Calvin.
Likewise.
Thanks, Calvin.
Hopefully you'll have him back. Thank you. I appreciate you both. Thank you. Have a great day.
Most certainly will. Most certainly will. You do the same. All right, let's take a break here because we're going to go into the archives, right? So we're going to turn around. We got serious. Then we're going to have a little bit of fun next. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll go into the archives next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain or the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game! You were doing so well with the music today, Solana, and then you go into the old bag of bits for Wham Rap, and you just kill me. It's a bag of bits. He knows this song is garbage. I happen to like Wham. I like George Michael.
I like Wham, too.
This song is garbage. It wasn't popular in the 80s. He thinks this is like a big 80s banger. Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Alex Dono is in for Crowder. Today's on paternity leave. A lot of people texting in after Calvin Hughes there. Great segment, very informative, very soothing voice. Somebody says Hawk's voice changes to this guy's voice. I do that. I mirror the guest. If he's being very, very sounding, you know, profound to me or whatnot, I try to be mirroring of that that demeanor. All right, let's have a little fun here. We are going to talk.
I was very more impressed with both of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I was trying to keep up. We are going to get more COVID talk, too. Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to be on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to go into the archives here. We're going to have a little fun here. Let's play the big open for Into the Archives, Solandria. This is for Cam Newton and all the Patriots fans.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Gonna go back.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
We're going back.
Go back, go back, go back, go back,
back into time.
Go back, back.
We can replace
mixing,
this.
Scratching, man. You did a good job there.
Yeah. We can replace this with Wham Rap if you prefer. Up to you.
Prefer not to. So, Patriots fans, and you know, everything comes out last night. Cam Newton's going to the Patriots, and all the Dolphins fans are, oh, woe is me. And Patriots fans are like, yeah, look at us. We've replaced Tom Brady. We're the best team in the AFC East again, blah, blah, blah. So I said, what I'm going to do here is not allow Patriots fans to have their day. We're going to go into the archives. Dono, I don't know if you ever heard this segment, but this is the day after the Miami Miracle.
Oh, I did hear it, and it was glorious.
Right? We all remember that game. I mean, it was fun as hell because it was Gronk that got beat at the end. And I mean, it's just a play that Bill Belichick never gets beaten on, right? I mean, he's a coaching deity, right? He's not supposed to lose in that fashion. So that game was on a Sunday. Crowder and I come on the air on Monday, and this is how we celebrated the Miami Miracle. This is a little dig at you Patriots fans. We're not going to allow you to forget this. Here we go, into the archives.
First and goal. They marked him out at the 7-yard line. Kenyon Drake replaces Gore on the backfield. Back to throw. Rolling to his right. Tannehill throws it. He's got a receiver. Touchdown, Miami. Kenny Stills. Brady under center. Play action fake. Back to throw. And he's got Edelman for the touchdown. Now Bolden comes back and lines up as a running back. Former Patriot as well.
Yes, he is.
They give the football. Fly tackle right up the middle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. The 20. Touchdown, Miami. Drake goes in motion. They give it to Bolden. Goes to his right. Puts his head down. Touchdown. Unbelievable.
Who is this man? Brandon Bolden, another touchdown.
Back to throw Tannehill. Over the middle. Touchdown, Bryce Butler.
What a throw by Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do, to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's Drake. Drake, 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Oh, no way.
He got it in the end zone. Touchdown.
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Yeah! There you go, Valero! We're gonna do it right! Keep both hands on the wheel! But here we go!
Wow.
Something even better than a Dolphins win. It's a Dolphins win coupled with thousands of Patriots fans walking the hell out of there. Crank it up! All of Miami! Feeling it! All of Boston! Sucking it! Crank it up! And it's a Dolphins win coupled with Bill Belichick looking like a lost little puppy dog. The coaching genius turned into a coaching turd. He blew the game. Bill Belichick blew the game. When it's a Dolphins victory coupled with column after column in newspapers in the Northeast lambasting Bill Belichick for dumb coaching decisions, crank it up! It's party day! When it's a Dolphins win coupled with the Dolphins being firmly in the discussion for NFL playoffs. When it's a Dolphins win coupled with Tom Brady turning sad and dumbfounded on the sidelines in a matter of seconds. When it's a Dolphins win coupled with the irony of Rob Gronkowski not being able to stop a 69-yard play. 69 yards! That's his specialty! Nice! That's when we know we can party! Crank it up, Valero! Next week, Minnesota.
And no ass kickers.
Oh my God, does Miami feel good on this one?
They should.
Bill Belichick blew the game.
Gase outcoached Belichick. Tannehill outplayed Brady.
Talk to me.
We are rolling.
Talk to me, Rob Gronkowski stumbling over his feet. Crank it up! Feel it.
Put a tight end at safety?
They put a tight end at safety!
And he fell over himself.
He fell over his feet!
as anyone who's never played safety would, trying to chase down Kenyon Drake.
So goofy ass off the grass.
Oh, my God. For people that don't really understand the gravity of the mistake that Bill Belichick made, pretend it was Adam Gase. Pretend he took out Rashad Jones and put in Mike Gesicki.
Bad decision.
Bad decision. You'd be calling for his firing today. Bill Belichick. Crank it up. I don't want it to end.
I feel it. Ah, that was a good trip into the archives, Donald. That was a good trip into the archives.
And I will never forget, I Solana was in the press box with me when we watched that final play. And my God, so glad that we didn't do what a lot of media people did. They were already heading for the elevator. You know, that elevator you have to wait forever for at Hard Rock Stadium to go down to the locker rooms. We stayed to watch that play, and it was incredible.
There were media members that missed that because they were in line at
yes.
the elevator?
Most media
yes,
members.
Yes, absolutely.
Most media members.
Probably really? 70%.
Maybe more,
oh
Dono.
Oh, my God.
I remember.
That's crazy.
You and I were in that press box. I remember it being a ghost town. Like, it was yeah. it was us, Frito was there, and, like, two other media members I remember immediately being near us, and everybody else had already left.
Somebody texts in, oh, man, I just got the goosebumps. I was there. Listening to it again is awesome. Hawk went off that Monday. LMAO. We did. We went off that Monday. that was a fun trip into the archive. All right, 4 o'clock hour coming next here on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.